Now read the instructions and the exercises for task 3. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Now listen to the recording.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Radio X. And we're visiting an animal shelter here in Cardiff today. There's a new animal home in Cardiff with lots of pets here. Listen to all these noises. Barking dogs and mewing cats. Cats, dogs or mice and even rats are here. And one small turtle waits there too. In fact, they're all waiting. These pets are so cute. And we're joined today by Rosie Miller with her daughter Emily. They don't want to buy a baby pet in a pet shop. Emily found a flyer on the internet and the plan now is to adopt a pet. However, she has to convince her mother first. Will they find a nice pet? Which pet will they choose?
Mom, look, a dog. Dogs are great. You can go for walks, you can play games in the park, they can fetch balls, and she could watch our house.
Emily, that's a terrible idea. A dog would jump on the new sofa, it would bark all night. We're not getting a dog.
Mom, what about a turtle? Turtles are fun pets. They could live in our garden. We spoke a lot about turtles at school, and I know lots about them. I could play with it as well.
Turtles are boring pets, aren't they? You can't really play with a turtle. Plus, they live for a long time. They can live up to 30 or to 50 years. And it would eat all of my vegetables.
But, Mom, look over here. A black rat. They are really cool pets. They can climb and jump. And look, have a look. They're so very, very cute. They have red eyes. That can also scare your friends.
Ugh, they're also terrible pets, Emily. They can bite. And honestly, I'm a bit afraid of rats.
But look, Mum, how about 2 white mice? They are the perfect pets. They can live inside and outside. They're very interesting pets. You can play with them and they eat cheese and carrots.
Okay, mice are the best pets then. Now, what names are we going to choose? I quite like the name Rat for the mouse or something like Snow.
Hello, listeners. And welcome to Radio X, and we're visiting an animal shelter here in Cardiff today. There's a new animal home in Cardiff with lots of pets here. Listen to all these noises. Barking dogs and mewing cats. Cats, dogs or mice and even rats are here. And one small turtle waits there too. In fact, they're all waiting. These pets are so cute. And we're joined today by Rosie Miller with her daughter Emily. They don't want to buy a baby pet in a pet shop. Emily found a flyer on the internet and the plan now is to adopt a pet. However, she has to convince her mother first. Will they find a nice pet? Which pet will they choose?
Mom, look, a dog. Dogs are great. You can go for walks, you can play games in the park. They can fetch balls. And she could watch our house.
Emily, that's a terrible idea. A dog would jump on the new sofa, it would bark all night. We're not getting a dog.
Mum, what about a turtle? Turtles are fun pets. They could live in our garden. We spoke a lot about turtles at school, and I know lots about them. I could play with it as well.
Turtles are boring pets, aren't they? You can't really play with a turtle. Plus, they live for a long time. They can live up to 30 or to 50 years. and it would eat all of my vegetables.
But Mum, look over here. A black rat. They are really cool pets. They can climb and jump. And look, have a look, they're so very, very cute. They have red eyes. That can also scare your friends.
Ugh, they're also terrible pets, Emily. They can bite. And honestly, I'm a bit afraid of rats.
But look, Mum, how about two white mice? They are the perfect pets. They can live inside and outside. They're very interesting pets. You can play with them and they eat cheese and carrots.
Okay, mice are the best pets then. Now, what names are we going to choose? I quite like the name Rat for the mouse or something like Snow.
This is the end of the task. This is the end of the listening part.